Bon Jovi at Triple M, Jay and Dave, for breakfast right across Mackay with Sundays and on the Listener app. Coming up in just a second, we'll spin up the Suburban Song Wheel once again. What song will we destroy today? That's the big question. Sitting at 24 degrees in Walkerson right now, Dave.
Hey, Mackay Cutters, they play at home tomorrow for the entire day. It starts off, gates open at 10 a.m. by the way, but the main game is not the HPC, the boys, it's the ladies, the BMD women's.
Good,
it's their first ever home game. Played at BB Prince Stadium, in from the Cotters BMD women's squad. Jasmine Peters, good morning.
Morning, Jazz.
Morning, thanks for having me today.
Anytime, thanks for coming in nice and early. It's how's it feel to be back, of course, on the field? I mean, it's going to be a good home crowd tomorrow for the big game. It would be good.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're all excited to be playing today or tomorrow. Especially having some girls fly in from North Queensland as well.
Well, that's the thing with the women's squad. You're coming from three different areas. You're coming from Cairns, Townsville and Mackay, is that right?
We do have a few fly-ins from Gladstone and Brisbane as well.
Wow.
Of all of those, and just put you on the hot seat now, of all of those women, who are the best players? Obviously from Mackay, right?
I don't think I can
say
that.
They're all going to hear this. They're all going to hear this.
It's only between the three of us. That's how you get
out
of it, Shane.
That's a stitch up.
Absolutely, it's a stitch up.
I think we're all pretty well talented. We have a lot of girls that have played at all different levels, you know. I think I probably... My best mate is Shannon Mato, so I probably look up to her in terms of like what she can do as a player and then off the field. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's very grounded and, you know, she's helped me through a lot as well. So I think as a person, I'd say Shannon because she's mate, but I think that everyone is very talented in the squad and it's very hard to make the squad.
I just think it's great that we're seeing the forefront of women's sport coming and we're talking more about it. We're seeing more of it. I mean, off the back of International Women's Day, Dave and I are pushing for women in sport a whole lot more, but to have this as a main game is a huge thing.
Yeah, no. It's just as exciting as it was last year when they made the NRLW games as their the head game for that day.
Yeah.
I remember playing with the Titans. We actually played after the men, so we had the main slot. And it was exciting to be considered, I guess, small value. But I guess it was just broadcasting at the same time.
Yeah.
But it was cool to be able to play the last game so the men could watch us.
Here's a question for you. When you're in the sheds playing after the guys, obviously they sweat and they're a little bit, they leave stuff all over the place. They stink. We all know that. Would you rather have female dressing sheds?
Yes.
Yeah. Didn't
you
even wait for the sentence.
You don't know how bad those sheds are.
I can understand completely. I mean, Dave and I worked with the Cowboys for a bit. And I'm a man, but even for me, I was like, man, this is the worst place for any person to be, let alone females. Yeah. What? But looking forward to that. Hey, before we let you go, I noticed that you and I are part of a similar club. You might be thinking about what sort of club are we part of, Jay? And I did some research. You and I, Dave doesn't have this issue, but you and I do, Jazz.
Yeah.
We both have dimples, right? do people point out the fact that you have dimples all the time?
All the time.
Does it drive you insane?
Yes.
Why?
Okay,
why?
Thank you.
I guess it's a fascination, but I don't think people quite understand that it is actually a deformity.
Yes, and
the, because but the it's cheek a good muscle deformity. Splits, yeah, it splits, and that's why it creates that hole so that it becomes a dimple.
And I feel like, that's exactly right, and I feel like too, I always relate, and I've told this to Dave many times over the years, for me, when somebody says, oh, you've got such cute dimples, it reminds me of being a child.
Yeah.
When somebody comes up, look at your little dimples, and I thought, oh, okay.
The older you get, you want that though.
Yeah,
you want to stay young, don't you?
Well, I don't think I'm quite there yet.
Well, not you. I was looking at Jay at the time.
I'm also on that same boat. I'm not quite there yet either. So, hey, looking forward to a big game tomorrow at BB Prince Stadium. It's going to be an absolutely cracking match. You can hear this interview again, by the way, on the Listener app. Dave, what time are the details on the game kick off, mate?
10 o'clock is the gates open. Mm. Host Plus Cup at 3 p.m. BMD Premiership at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
But it all kicks off at 10:50 with the Cyril Connell Challenge Cup.
All right, Jazz, thanks for joining us in our studios this morning.
Nice.
Appreciate
thanks
it.
For having
good
me
to
today.
See you. All right, our top today, we are looking at 31 degrees. Now I feel bad for bringing up the dimples thing, but anyway. All right, in just a second, we're going to spin up the Suburban Song Wheel with Jay and Dave for breakfast right across Mackay with Sundays here on Triple M Morning.